Today is Tuesday, February 13th. It's right before Valentine's Day, and it's also Chinese New Year, Gangxi Fa Kai, which I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's what Junkrat says in Overwatch. So.
And that's how you know how to pronounce it correctly.
Maybe. Now, he says it very aggressively.
If you weren't aware that it's Valentine's Day, yeah, it's tomorrow, so you've got some time. And nothing says I love you, and nothing is as sexually provocative as the goods and apparel on the level one store. I mean,
look at all this stuff.
What woman could say no when you present her with the generic FPS game mug?
How else is level one going to afford RAM and graphics cards for diagnostics? Have you seen those prices lately? It's crazy. We are not getting any red envelopes this New Year's.
But even if you're afraid, like, oh, I can't get it tomorrow, well, you know, we can overnight it to you. Or you just give her the receipt. You guys can do that together.
I think
you can hold the mouse together and like pick out what you want from the store.
You would print the receipt, put that in an envelope, and then present it to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then make sure you put your red lipstick on and kiss the receipt too.
Spray your scent onto it.
Yeah.
We've had enough of that from playing terrible games lately. It's just
we finished Doki Doki Literature Club, and it's everything I didn't expect.
I was disappointed.
I was a little disappointed.
Everybody built up the darkness to the point that it couldn't have been dark enough to ever satisfy me.
Yeah.
It wasn't nearly as bad as I thought. The first was a little shocking, but...
Speaking of people that have been able to successfully monetize the darkness in their soul...
Speaking of shocking...
Let's talk about YouTube. It's going to remove ads and downgrade discoverability of channels posting offensive videos. So, like every other channel at this point?
Well...
You know, we can't post game benchmarks or anything without being demonetized, so I guess that's just as bad as Logan Paul posting suicide
dead bodies,
videos.
Yeah.
And that is Logan Paul, not the suicide video, but he's offended again by tasing some rats or mice or whatever they were. Dead rats. But anyway.
That doesn't really make it better, though.
Well, I think it does. I mean, if you tase me versus you tasing my corpse, I'm going to be a lot less offended with the corpse.
You should use your body for medical science and not just let some idiot on the internet tase it.
I mean, I guess it's not medical science, but if he put on a lab coat first, maybe?
I mean, as a human being, I have to wonder about his life choices. But, you know, is tasing a dead rat any worse than hanging out in a biology lab and you're, you know...
His multi-millions might question your life choices compared to his. You know, how are you going to measure success?
You could be making crappy rap videos right now, Wendell.
Does he rap?
He does,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I think there's two of them. I don't know which one it is, but one of them has a rap song.
Doesn't matter which one it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, YouTube, this is what we talked about this last week. They said there would be consequences. And now they've kind of lined up what the consequences are going to be. They're going to take you off the creator. What's the creator thing?
It's the preferred creator
partner.
List. Yeah.
And they're going to demonetize you. And they're not going to make your videos discoverable. Which, like Wendell said, is all the things that they do to us already.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny. I mean, you have to admit that it's like, oh, it's not going to go out to your subscribers. There were a lot of non-Logan Paul subscribers that reported that they were, like, he did one of the social posts on YouTube, and even though he'd been demonetized, his non-video posts were still being promoted to non-subscribers during this demonetization phase. So, YouTube's algorithm is literally built to... push things that go viral, and things that are shocking and things that are really terrible go viral because people have to watch them in disbelief. So they will literally have to make the algorithm more milquetoast in order for this to even make any difference in the long run.
Which I would personally be okay with because I use YouTube to listen to music and I get really angry because it recommends the same like 10 songs to me all the time. And that's frustrating to me.
And, you know, as people who create things on YouTube, the hardest thing is coming up with ideas. What are we going to do? What are we going to do this week?
Ideas that are interesting. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
You have to keep a constant stream of stuff coming out. And so I can see where somebody who maybe doesn't have the best, you know, like the most creative of my mind or
impulse control,
the most engaging personality is like, hey, let's taste some rats. Hey, people are going to like that, right? And I'm sure people did like it. That's the thing about
easy,
it.
It's easy, low effort.
Do you think he like called his mom that week and she's like, what are you working on this week, honey? And he was like, I'm thinking about tasting some rats. And she's like, good for you. I'm so proud of you.
You know what? There's some dead raccoons out behind the house. You want me to bring those over?
I'll bring it over with the casserole later.
Nice. In follow-ups this week, you know the Equifax hack that we talked about? It's worse than thought. So some new information has come to light that said that also taken in the hack were people that had submitted their email address and other personal information to Equifax, people that had engaged with Equifax to monitor and deal with stuff on their credit score. Yeah, they're that information that was part of that system also compromised.
Also driver's license information. And one of the things that is kind of horrible about this is Equifax underreported all the things that were stolen. They were like, oh yeah, here's a list of some things that people got. And they're like, oh, that's really bad. They left out some of the driver's license stuff. And if you think, well, it's just driver's license, a driver's license is a big part of like getting a loan or something, you know, proving that you're you. It's got, you know, your eye color and your hair color and all these things about you that they try to use to further prove that you're you.
Yeah, the LifeLock guy famously, who put his social security number on a billboard, there was a payday loan taken out in his name in Florida, and it's because they had access to his driver's license and some other information like that. So this information being available on the dark web, if it ultimately ends up on the dark web, is going to be devastating for U.S. consumers. It's you're going to have to change the way that all of this works, and the infrastructure is not going to change overnight, and everything is going to be in chaos. So, we're gonna investigate that, right? Nope, the U.S. Consumer Protection officials have put the Equifax probe on ice. They basically looked at it and were like, it was probably unavoidable. It's fine.
Well, so this was a changeover from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. The Obama guy was actively seeking out the various... He wanted some of these other agencies to help him interview people at Equifax to get to the bottom of it. Well, he's out now and a new guy's in. And the Republicans, especially Trump's team, are very much against this financial... What was the name of the thing? Something or other. It's something to do with investigating financials for crimes and, you know, impropriety. And he has never thought that should exist, or at least his team hasn't. So these guys are just like, you know what? We're not doing that anymore.
The position seems to be that because you share the information with the company can do anything that it wants with it, including make it public, and that they shouldn't be liable for that. So,
well, I think the word financial is the big thing there, because if you set a precedent for Equifax, it's going to apply to all those banks who have a lot of records they don't want you to see, and maybe they're in a little bit of control. Now, this is the CF whatever. The FTC is still investigating Equifax, so all hope is not lost, but it is sad to see the government just...
All hope is lost.
Well.
They roll over.
This one was shocking. This one was absolutely shocking. Uber has settled its lawsuit with Alphabet. This stems from that situation where Uber hired an engineer from Google, and that the guy maybe from Google brought some stuff over to Uber that he shouldn't have. And so Alphabet has been screaming bloody murder the entire time. But upon investigation, you know, some of the technologies maybe weren't stolen and some of the other stuff. But this settlement is way, way in Alphabet's favor.
$245 million. That's not a huge number if you're Google. But the other thing is they agreed that they will not use any of that technology. Like anything that they were accused of stealing, they're like, okay, fine, we're just not going to use it.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing.
And it sounds like Google or Alphabet will be able to inspect things as Uber develops its technology. So at least Uber's technology is maybe far enough along that Google is satisfied that, well, they could probably get by without using our proprietary stuff.
And before Alphabet buys Uber.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, well, Uber's got a lot of systemic problems, so that would probably be a bad buy.
Well, you would wait till it breaks down completely.
Pennies on the dollar.
Now, they talked about how the original offer was $500 million, but we keep what we stole. So you can see like almost half of that settlement price they agreed was worth not using the technology.
When you're dealing with shysters, possession really is 9/10 of the law. That's kind of, that's nuts. Spectre. So Spectre is back in the news again this week. We'll just touch on this really quickly. Intel has said that it has finally got a non-buggy piece of crap fix for this. It remains to be seen. This will not be rolled out with operating systems or anything like that immediately. But some motherboards and some OEMs like Dell and HP have issued updates, even including machines based on Skylake. If you remember the original Intel reports, they said Skylake was not affected. Skylake is indeed affected, as are older platforms. So a little problematic all around.
Yeah. They had about the same amount of time between the announcement and the first release to the first release and this release. So you wonder if they got them all this time. Kind of doubt it.
No, it's still going to be a huge mess. But we'll report on that next week. New Jersey is the latest state to sign a net neutrality order. This is meant to replace the federal, you know, the whole Ajit Pai, I'm going to roll back net neutrality. So this is being adopted at a state level for companies inside of New Jersey. It's a lot like the other net neutrality proposals that we've seen other states adopt, but it's a little different.
Well, it's Montana, New York. This is, they're not breaking the federal mandate that you don't create your own, you know, net neutrality law. What they're saying is, as an ISP, if you do business with us, as the government, you must apply those same rules to everyone in the state, and we're not going to do business with you unless you're completely net neutral. So kind of an end around. Montana and New York did it. What was the state last week, though? That, I think California. Was
California,
like,
they doubled down.
They're like, we don't even care what you say. We're straight up making it a law.
California, so. If I were to translate their legislative actions, it would be an open letter to Ajit Pai. Come at me, bro. That's what California did.
Do you like oranges? Do you like produce?
They also...
You'll never see it again.
They also, the Attorney General of New Jersey has joined the class action suit against the FCC as well.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting when we get those comments out of the FCC. It's going to be really, really interesting. Can't wait for that. It's going to be amazing. Samsung, the Samsung billionaire. This guy was found guilty.
He gets off easy. They knew. Whoever wrote that headline knew what they were doing.
12-year-old headline.
Yeah.
So this guy had bribed the president and bribed a bunch of government officials, and he was sentenced to 5 years in jail. Well, he served a year, and now he's out.
It was supposed to be 5 years. Now, this is... the South Korean culture, there's a lot of people who are disenfranchised with the fact that these huge, they have a word for these big corporations that are family owned, that they mentioned the statistics in here. 15% of the global or the country's economy,
Yeah.
And a fifth of the exports.
Yeah.
Madness. So anyway, it's like, you know, too big to jail, that kind of thing. And they're like, finally, maybe we'll get a win for the little guy. Well, you got a year. That's what you got.
Yeah. It seems like the everything that he did is just a standard operating procedure there, much like it is here in the U.S. So, yeah.
Well, we don't put anybody in jail for even a year.
It was probably like a really cushy prison, though. Like, he's probably playing tennis and swimming every day.
I don't know if it's like the U.S. system, but, you know, if you're a celebrity, you're never around
the
general population. Yeah. So you sort of have your own.
The normies. You have your own jail.
The next story from Reuters is kind of fun. It's Turkey has detained nearly 600 for opposing the Syrian offensive. But these were people that posted things on social media, Facebook, things like that. This is a preview of what will probably happen in first world countries in the next 5 to 10 years.
You got to remember, Turkey is a member of NATO, right? This is our ally, quote unquote. And they're allowed to get away with stuff like this. And nobody says anything about it.
Well, they paid their membership dues this year.
And these were pretty innocuous things. Like, some people just tweeted, like, you know, no war, peace, or something like that. You know, they didn't even mention the Kurds or the government and locked them right up.
Yeah. And this is because of national security. And we're afraid these people might be terrorists. And does that rhetoric sound familiar?
Yeah. He's saying... You're basically giving quarter to the terrorists by calling for peace. And by invoking this, you know, national security, I can do whatever I want. Maybe a great time to remind everybody, the state of emergency from 9/11, still in effect.
Well, I personally haven't been the same. So I've been just anxiety welling up every day.
But if you build an apparatus for spying on everybody through all of social media and everything, it will be used and abused. Because it's not being abused today doesn't mean that it won't be tomorrow. So,
can you imagine that you're the guy whose job it is to go through and report all those people? And you know what's going to happen.
Well, can you imagine that you're the guy whose job it is to do that, but it's your crazy, insane neighbor that's like on the neighborhood... you know, house committee thing where they like make sure the neighborhood is a certain way, and he's like a little mini Napoleon. That guy is in charge of the list of people. And that guy is just going to arrest everybody. So it's like, that guy doesn't cut his lawn often enough. I'm going to get him arrested. That's the guy
that supports the Kurds.
A man has been handed a conditional prison sentence for spreading Popcorn Time information. This was mind blowing because I was like, you know, surely. there's more to it than this. It's like, no, this is just instructions on how to install Popcorn Time and do stuff with it. And it's like, well, we're going to send you to jail if you're caught doing this again.
This is a Danish website for like sharing movies and things like that.
Yeah, European Union. Is this where we're headed? Because goodness gracious.
Well, if you read the quotes about the attorney that won the case, I mean, it was like, you know, this is a major moment. We really need to set this precedent because when you send this poison information, you're damaging people. But yeah, this guy went so far as to not even put links. Well, he had links, but he didn't have like a download. He didn't host anything. He would link you to other sites and be like, here, you can download it from this site. And here's how you set it up and here's how you install it. But it was pure information. This was basically the thought police.
Yeah, I mean, this was tried in the 60s and 70s with material like the Anarchist Cookbook. And, you know, to be sure, the stuff in the Anarchist Cookbook will probably, you know, blow your limbs off if you try to do it because it's incomplete and terrible. But just possession of the information and doing something with it, you know, that's sort of where we drew the line. It is literally informational. It's what you do with the information. This is purely informational. This is no different. This is like Anarchist Cookbook with a computer.
Well, but I think downloading Popcorn Time versus making Thermite, you know, it's a little bit more pedestrian.
No, but I think that's the same threat level.
They also fined him $83,000, and they came to that number. Oh, it's $83,363, because that's what he pulled in ad revenue, they claim, over ever how many years.
Wow.
He's been operating his Popcorn Time website.
That's crazy. You know, the really crazy thing about Popcorn Time is that it does have non-infringing uses. You can get podcasts and lots of media from the internet. It's just that you can also add torrents and other types of downloads for things that are not normally distributed that way or not officially distributed that way.
I think that's the argument that they had was, we can't go after Popcorn Time because everything on the Popcorn Time website is legitimate. But this guy is telling you how to use it illegitimately. And that's going to be our end to go after him.
Yeah, I mean, if it's okay with the Anarchist Cookbook, how is it not okay with this?
Well, that's Denmark might not be okay with the Anarchist Cookbook. Maybe it never got translated.
Speaking of things that are really like, oh, this is just gets really darker. And I mean,
darker because she's wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. China, yeah, face recognition glass. These look an awful lot like Google Glass. Is this Google Glass or like a...
Do you think she's really a cop?
Is it like a Chinese version of Google Glass? I don't know.
I think they look way cooler than Google Glass.
The numbers in here were really scary. They could scan 10,000 pedestrians a day, and they had already arrested 26 people that were using falsified identification papers.
Yeah, so they're not wearing them in the streets. I'm sure they will soon, but these are at locations where people are coming in of and going out of China. And so they're looking for... Yeah, I guess smugglers and known problems before they get into the country.
Except weren't they using it to profile people from a certain region in China?
Yeah. That was a different thing. But they like the Muslim
communities. I'm sure that's what it will be used
for. Yeah, the Muslim communities in China, they do not tolerate
any. Happy New Year!
So the other interesting thing about this is you carry around the database in your pocket. It doesn't go to the cloud. So
makes it insanely way faster.
It's way faster, and you can target... Based on, it's like, okay, we're looking for this batch of criminals at the sports stadium, and we're looking for this batch at, you know, whatever.
At the sports ball arena.
I don't know what other big event. I guess it would be like a music.
Yeah.
I would say that there's some U.S. company in talks to buy this technology from China right now, and it's going to be deployed before the next Super Bowl. Mark my words.
Yeah.
Seattle says that Facebook is violating city campaign finance law. So this is sort of a row over people buying political campaign ads on Facebook for Seattle, targeting the Seattle region. But the ads did not disclose who paid for them, which is required by Seattle law.
Well, actually, there is no law about social media. It's too new. But they do have a law about radio and TV, local radio and TV. So they've argued that that applies to Facebook now as well, because it was a mayoral campaign. You know, that's clearly a local thing. And so they argue that that is under the wording of that law, because it's local, it counts. Now, Facebook did send them some data, but they said that that was not nearly as detailed as they need. They need the full records. And they also went after Google, but Google has agreed to comply, but they said they needed more time. So they're not actually going after Google with the same fervor.
Yet.
Yet. I have a feeling that's going to be a follow-up story in the coming weeks.
Yeah.
Have you got a Samsung TV or a Roku smart TV? Well, good news, it's vulnerable to hacking. Now, the nice thing about this is that the hackers don't seem to be able to spy on you, but they can change what you're watching and change the channel and the volume.
And load YouTube videos, which is the big one.
Now they Logan do, Paul all the time.
They do. You do have to, this is malware, so you have to click on something and they have to be inside your network. It's probably not super likely that it's going to hit you, although some people do click on everything, so.
Yeah, if you're older. But if you're older, do you have a smart TV?
Well, yeah, they do now. Parents have a smart TV.
In some scenarios, it could be accessible on the internet, too, like because of universal plug and play and the way that those devices phone home. So make sure your devices are patched up.
But the bigger story there is this is Consumer Reports, and they've also started testing how much tracking your devices do, like your TV. And it turns out all these smart TVs are tracking literally everything. They have that technology where it's the same as the YouTube algorithm, where just a little snippet of a TV show is all they need. And they're like, that's that TV show. So they're reporting back everything that you watch to whoever, the maker.
Don't let your smart TV on the network.
Yeah. So
this person watches a lot of House.
The spying was way worse than, and of course, everything you do in the app, most of them run Android. They also have the Roku operating system. That's all being sent home. So everything you're doing on your smart TV, whoever made it knows about.
That's going to be interesting to see if they get away with it, because didn't the article say that Vizio, when Vizio was caught doing this, they were fined $1.5 million by the FTC, which is a drop in the bucket.
But yeah, I got to think those EU privacy laws. This would definitely fall foul of those, don't you think?
You think in the future people are going to be setting their, like people here in America, will be setting their TVs to the EU region to actually get some privacy out of their appliances?
Well, the smarter thing would be to not bother with a smart TV. Just get a monitor with the better or the same performance. We say this all the time. And run a computer that you know you have control of to feed whatever. You can get a TV card. That's fine.
We saw it at CES. NVIDIA has their big giant displays. They're getting clued in. Maybe it's going to be good. I don't know. 36 have been indicted in a global cybercrime ring that stole $530 million. It was the name of this ring was In Fraud We Trust.
Well, it's the In Fraud organization. That was their slogan.
Oh, okay.
Their mission statement.
Yeah, they've been stealing identities and credit cards and all kinds of things for a long time. 36 have been arrested. More arrests are expected. This was a global operation, so they picked up people in several different countries.
Yeah, and states. The big thing about it, though, was they operated a dark web marketplace. So you could buy and sell your stolen identities and, trade and barter your way to criminal. Now, they've been around for, I can't remember how long it said, but this is the first time they've ever been able to catch any of them. They were like the best identity thief ring in the world.
Well, the Equifax data is going to make that accessible to amateurs now. So,
yeah.
I bet they were angry about that. It's like, these guys don't even know what we had to do back in my day.
Oh, there's a new scam going around. Apparently, if you ask Chrome to download a bunch of files, it will freeze. And so you can display a terrible, like this nonsense, and then Chrome will actually freeze and you can't do anything about it. So maybe this would convince Luddite users.
I was going to say, who would believe that, though?
Old people.
Yeah.
They target old people. And it does freeze up. I think it's not just Chrome, but you'll lose a lot of performance in Windows as well. So they freak out and they're like, oh, God, I've been hit. And I think the page warns you. It's like, don't close this page. Call this number immediately. And if you get 1.5 or 1 or even 0.5% of your targets, you're making money on something like this. So
call your parents or old people you have to deal with and tell them that they shouldn't click on that
or
stuff.
Or don't, because then you become their tech support person.
And then they're like, you did this.
You did this. Ever since you touched my computer, it's been running slower.
Well, in other news, there have been some reports of malware exploiting Spectre and Meltdown. So this is the number of pieces of malware added to the database.
Some reports.
It's apparently the malware is not really sophisticated yet, but malware that exploits it is definitely on the rise.
Well, they talk about, so almost all of these are based on that original proof of concept that the researchers did. So they're taking it and they're definitely trying. They're playing with it. You know, some are moving it in different directions. I don't think that this proves that it's out there yet and they should worry about it. But it does prove that a lot of people are working hard to get it so that you need to worry about it.
It's going to just be a bloodbath in terms of security, because it is very sophisticated. The criminals are probably not used to operating at this level of sophistication, but when they figure it out, it is going to be just unlike anything the world has ever seen.
What that I bet that has the effect of like sharpening the stick too. It's like, you know, they have to up their game to play in the Spectre Meltdown world, and they're just going to be better for it. You know, it's like when you play a sport against somebody who's a lot better than you, you can't help but get better.
Now, last week or the week before, we reported that Apple may discontinue sales of the iPhone X because, you know, it's kind of lackluster. Not a lot of people are, I mean, some people are buying it, but not a lot of people.
But those custom emojis, though.
Goldman Sachs wants to help you pay for your $1,000 iPhone. So this is an article about how Goldman Sachs wants to get involved in the finance game. And I think there's something more sinister going on here.
It's Goldman Sachs, that seems likely.
Yeah, this is the same as they did the research. They figured out a lot of people are buying iPhones on credit, on a credit card. And so they said to themselves, why don't we just give you a loan, like a car loan or a home loan to buy
a phone?
So, yeah, in essence, Goldman Sachs is going to own your phone until you pay that back. But you will get a much lower interest rate than you would on a credit card.
Now, I think that because Goldman Sachs is involved in financing Apple, I mean, the two companies are really, really close together. And Apple has, you know, what, $250 billion in cash at this point? Between 80 and 250 billion. I'm not sure what the exact number is. The actual, like, cost of the parts that go into the iPhone X, $250, $300, probably something in that order. Typically, the iPhones really don't cost all that much to produce in terms of hardware. If Goldman Sachs and Apple get together and, you know, you don't pay for your phone or whatever, they can split the actual real monetary loss. But it's actually valuable to Goldman Sachs to, you know, if you aren't paying your phone, then it goes into collections and there's all kinds of fees and that kind of thing. But they can still claim the debt owed with assets and they can bundle it. So it's just like the mortgage crisis, except with consumer electronics, which lose value faster than houses.
They could also partner with Apple to turn your phone off remotely. We know they have that ability because they have the anti-theft feature.
Oh, yeah.
So they might not have to worry about repossessing your phone. They simply turn it off, offer you a $50 credit toward your debt if you drop it off because it's useless to you now. And all of a sudden, they're in the used iPhone business.
I mean, it's so insidious. But I think this would also make the phone prices ultimately a lot higher because, you know, you have to have a phone in this day and age to, you know, have a job and do stuff and things like that. And so it doesn't matter what the phone costs, you will have to pay it.
Well, but you don't need an iPhone X. You just need a phone.
But if you're playing the Apple game where it's like, you know, I think that this will raise the base prices so that we don't see an Apple phone less than, say, $600.
And we're thinking about phones. What we're not thinking about is a $15,000 iMac. Think about that.
But it'll last 5 years.
I mean, I must have it. It's the greatest thing ever. I've never been able to save $15,000, but that won't stop me if I go to Goldman Sachs. Now, you repossess a $15,000 Mac. Now you've got something of value. Let's say you got, you know, 20, 30 payments on it. All of a sudden you get it back and resell it.
Yeah, because the Mac resale values.
And if they just repossess the phones or shut them off, then they can't be resold. So that does help to keep the robust market in new phones.
It's a dark, dark future.
But don't buy electronics on credit, for the love of God.
Try not to buy anything on credit if you can help it.
I always get those flyers in the mail for the
payday loans.
The rent to own. Like the rent to own.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, PlayStation 4 for low, you know, 5 million low payments of $299. And you're like, that $299, that's affordable. But you don't realize that you're paying like a grand for a PlayStation 4.
You could just save up for like a month or two and then buy it outright.
Well, you might be able to.
Well,
that requires thinking and forethought and planning. And that is
but
just
I need
not,
it now.
That is
that's
just
like
not
the,
something anybody's interested in.
You ever see the marshmallow experiment with the kids? Where
no.
They take kids and they come in and they put a marshmallow on a plate in front of them. And they're like, all right, you can eat this right now if you want. Or you can wait, and when I get back, I'm going to give you a whole bag of marshmallows. And then they just leave the room for like 30 minutes.
Oh.
And you can watch the kids, and they're like staring at it, and they're about half eat it.
Yeah. Well, how old are the kids, though?
They're, you know, maybe like between 6 and 10 or something like that.
Really? And that many?
Yeah, yeah.
That's surprising. I could see the kids I teach. I teach like 3- and 4-year-olds. I could see them just having no impulse control.
But you can see they agonize over it, some of them.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're getting bored and they really want that marshmallow.
That would be so good. And then you'll get it.
Amazon Amazon is going to take on FedEx and UPS with shipping with Amazon. I just don't even see how this could even be. I think this is BS. I think Amazon is going to do maybe some like Uber style delivery for people that are super impatient. But this is a negotiation tactic to get lower rates from FedEx and UPS.
Well, they admit in the story, in the cases where it's too difficult for them to do the last mile, they're just going to let the Postal Service do it. So are you really competing with me if you're paying me to do some of your job? But yeah, so the idea here is that right now it's only for Amazon sellers. But through Amazon, you set up the pickup and the delivery and you pay Amazon. And they just come and get your package just like UPS would. But I guess it's easier because it's part of your Amazon account. You're paying it from your earnings. So it's, you know, it's like all, there's not all those extra fees and everything. And they want to eventually roll this out so that anybody through their Amazon account can initiate shipping.
I don't know. I'm going to take a wait and see approach. They
do mention that they have all of that infrastructure because between the Amazon hubs, that's all their own trucking and everything. So plus they got that Whole Foods stuff now.
Oh yeah.
And that was a distribution.
I did forget about Whole Foods.
So
none of us ever go there.
They'll probably pull it off. It might not be profitable right away, but we've seen that Amazon doesn't care.
I guess if they used Whole Foods, they would have to set up their distribution wing between their hubs and Whole Foods, which they probably have for groceries anyway.
Yeah, and you probably have a Whole Foods near enough that, like I said, they could just use the Postal Service for that last day of delivery. And let's say they cut one day off of it with that whole, because we got trucks going there anyway from where you are. All we have to do is pick it up, and we can use our delivery drivers for that.
Good work.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting future for FedEx and UPS, because I think a significant part of their business at this point is Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would probably fail. The Postal Service, at least, would fail without Amazon deliveries.
Viacom is launching its own streaming service this year. Viacom is the huge media company that owns a ton of TV stations. They're kind of like old media, old school media. So
they owned a bunch of anime.
They're late to the party. Do they own anime? I think they own like Nickelodeon and some other shows.
Does any American company own a lot of anime?
I seem to remember that on old episodes of Full Metal Alchemist, which don't ask me.
Well, they probably have it. The American
distribution rights.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
So I don't know.
They do. They have MTV and Comedy Central were the two they mentioned in this article. I think they also have a movie library. But their advantage is they have not given like Netflix and places like that very many rights at all. So they won't play ball. And I said they did. Like they suffered for years because they knew they were eventually going to do this.
And people will definitely pay for their streaming service over everybody else's.
It's ad supported, so you won't have to pay for it. You just have to watch ads.
That might work.
That might work.
Of course, ad blocker.
Yeah. How do they plan to get around that?
I don't know. Maybe they'll bake it in or just block you from viewing it. I'm sure there'll be an easy way around that.
It's baked in with Myth TV, but I can still filter those commercials.
Yeah, we'll find a way.
That's good. Twitch has announced its plans to ban users for hate on other platforms. So Twitch has had, you know, sort of community guidelines. They've updated their community guidelines. And so apparently if you're a terrible person on other platforms, you can be banned.
Yeah, that includes social media and everything you would expect. They also rolled out some more rules about the
harassment.
The boob streamers.
Well, it was harassment against the boob streamers because IRL is almost nothing but boob streamers now.
Well, yeah, so they have the new clothing policy, and the way they describe it is something that you would wear to a mall or a public place.
Or a restaurant, yeah.
And if you're violating that, then they'll look into it. But if people are trying to go after you by falsely reporting you as violating that, then that's a type of harassment. So it's crazy.
Yeah. This, basically, it's boob streamers make us money, and we don't want to have to keep reading these reports, is
probably
what that means.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Logan Paul situation where, it's hard to blame them because I'm sure that those boob streamers do rake in the bits.
So if you do yoga at the mall,
you could probably do yoga at the mall.
Well, like, there's one thing, like, wearing yoga pants and, like, a tank top or a t-shirt, that would be fine. But, like, wearing, like, just a bra out to the mall would be weird. You know what I mean? Like, there's a distinction there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would
be
weird.
Maybe.
I don't think it's a problem that really society, we shouldn't be focusing on these problems. We have bigger problems. There are bigger problems on Twitch.
There are a lot bigger problems on Twitch. Although YouTube might, we might actually watch YouTube self-immolate. It is entirely possible.
They should just make an erotic category. And like, just so that way, if you want to watch IRL, you can, but then like, I don't have to look at all the boob streams.
But see that, there's, that's too, you don't want the press from that. Because like,
yeah,
kids are watching.
Well, they're going to get it anyway, though.
But the thing about it is, like, if you're a mom and you're just like, oh, I heard on the news that they do pornography, you're not going to that website.
Mm.
And also, I bet kids are a lot of the people who are dumping bits on those.
Oh, yeah.
Girls. Those chicks, so, yeah,
and
probably
watching the ads. And-
yeah, because, I mean, I think at a certain age, you do lose interest in that type of thing. Not sexy girls, but... you know, sexy, those sexy girls who are just doing things on Twitch is like, oh, wait. This,
what am I doing with my free time? My free time is more important than
this.
You
should be watching our stream at twitch.tv/teampgp.
This is like going to a strip club, but I get less out of it. So,
yeah.
So Google might be making a game console and a game streaming service. It's like, wait, don't game streaming service? Oh, no, no. It's not that kind of game streaming service. They mean you would play the game in the cloud.
Yeah, they talked about having a low enough horsepower delivery service where you're not, you know, the game is not, actually the hardware is not doing the work. It's just streaming in from a server that's doing the work. So your Chromecast could play like a Super Nintendo game or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And we're probably more advanced than that. Chromecast might already be able to do that.
It would probably be somewhere between LucasArts Click Adventure and like Star Fox 64.
Yeah, but
it couldn't be anything too complicated.
The latency, I don't know how they're going to overcome that.
Yeah. Well, it might not be terrible if it's, you know, I mean, Star Fox 64 and the older-ish, like Nintendo 64 and older console games, I could see those running on a Chromecast, like running on a Chromecast in the, like a Mali 400 types graphics card or whatever they could stuff in there. But
you think no, but they're talking for those rights?
They're talking about specifically the processing is all happening on the cloud.
Yeah.
So a game like Star Fox, I think, is... you need too much response time.
Well, you could kind of split it so that most of the processing is happening in the cloud, but some of it's happening locally. But yeah, I mean, if you were in like a rural internet connection and your latency is north of like 150 milliseconds, not gonna be good.
How do you explain that to your customers? I mean, a game console, people are used to how that works.
Yeah,
you plug it into the TV, it's ready to go, and if you're out in the boonies somewhere on 4G. And you call them up, and you'd be like, this don't work. You know, I don't see
your
people.
Your connection sucks. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about ColecoVision levels of latency here. It's probably bad.
Yeah.
The Falcon Heavy has blasted off. I feel like everybody already knows this.
Yeah, this is all over the
place. We're just late to the party. So this is just going to be us talking about Elon Musk launching a car into space.
I watched this video. I was very... It's very... I don't know what the word is. Inspiring, I guess. And I don't like Musk. And I really, really don't like Musk after reading Reddit for the last week.
Yes.
The circle
He's
jerk
been all over.
Is, it's reached a proportion that, but when you watch this video, it really is, it's fun to watch people launch stuff into space. And this rocket launch is really cool.
What's your favorite meme? Have you seen, there's been a lot of really
good memes. Once I see the word Musk or you just heavy, immediately. Or, I'm just out. My one complaint about this, did you guys watch the YouTube video from SpaceX on this?
Yeah.
The guy that was doing the technical commentary, and I'm sure he's a brilliant rocket scientist and a very nice man. He sounded like he had just eaten a 5-gallon bucket of peanut butter with nothing to drink.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's exactly my, it's like, why is this man speaking? Why would they ever give him a speaking role?
They also put a guy at the helm of the car. So it's on its way to Mars, but they calculated that they had a longer than expected burn, or they burned until there was no fuel left. So they're actually going to overshoot Mars and go into the asteroid belt.
And that is the spacesuit that they expect to use inside the eventual Mars mission.
Yeah, they didn't actually know if the spacesuit would explode or not. I was reading about that.
That's good to know.
Oh, so did they monitor that at all? Like, do they have instrumentation on it?
Well, it doesn't have a human inside of it, so well, probably not useful information.
Or is Elon Musk a Bond villain and he just sent Bond into space? I mean, this would be the most elaborate, you know, Bond-style death trap ever. And it's like, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to go to Mars. And he's like strapped in and Falcon Heavy rockets are going off. But he didn't get away in time. And so there's just a dead body trapped in the spacesuit.
Well, that's one of the memes I saw was like, when everyone's praising you for sending a dead hooker into space, like, no one will ever know.
It was also very cool to watch those. Of course, this is nothing new, but you know, the rockets come back down. They did miss the main rocket. It missed its platform, fell into the ocean. Oops. But 2 out of 3, it's still very impressive.
Yeah, the two boosters landed successfully, which is mind-blowing. Yeah. So are they going to recover the one that fell in the ocean? I missed that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So
I think it's probably still usable.
Yeah, that's just...
It's just a little wet.
Yay for reusable rocketry.
It's got some barnacles on it.
It's a very angry crab they have to evict.
Well, so Best Buy is not going to sell CDs anymore, and Target may be next, because the CDs are an ancient dead format. This is like them not selling vinyl anymore.
I'm kind of bummed by that. I still buy CDs.
Yeah, I haven't bought a CD in a very long time.
I mean, only ones like of artists I really like. But
they talk about the business model of, you know, you buy a bunch of CDs, and if they don't sell, you have to pay the shipping to send them back.
I guess that makes sense for them. But.
So they want Best Buy is just simply getting out of the CD business, but Target and Best Buy for DVDs, they want a commission type deal, where it's like, send us whatever you think will sell, and we'll sell it, and we'll take a piece of that. But if it doesn't sell, we're sending it back to you, and it's your problem.
I like the CDs for one reason, and that is you definitely have the right to format shift them. And under American law, it is somewhat ambiguous as to whether or not you have the right to format shift MP3s that you download in the first place that don't have DRM.
I like to get the cases and like look at the artist's notes and the lyrics and stuff.
You get a digital version of that when you buy an album.
That's not as cool. What if they use really cool printing techniques? I need to see the paper.
I like the taste of vinyl. I don't want vinyl. I don't want this new
plastic. Wendell likes the taste of doorknobs.
You know, they mentioned, because they've already signed a bunch of contracts, they're not going to sell CDs, but they will be selling vinyl for 2 more years because they're contractually obligated to sell vinyl for 2 more years.
Hipsters rejoice.
Yeah.
Switching gears a little bit to hardware news, NVIDIA just announced a record financial quarter, Q4 2018, or for Q4 of last year, I guess, in this quarter. It's the last quarter of last year, record earnings. It is mind-blowing. There's also some other information that came out of this earnings call. Like they're getting ready, maybe, possibly, for a new GPU that's going to be released to consumers soon.
Probably in May for Computex, I would
probably
assume.
Don't know. It's all rumor and speculation and that kind of thing. But they did also say in this earnings call that they're going to refocus on GPUs for gamers as opposed to GPUs for mining. And I think that that's probably only half accurate.
I think it's bullshit. I mean, we just had a record quarter, and we're going to stop doing what got us that record quarter? That's, no. You're not going to do that. That's stupid.
But I mean, maybe you don't think crypto is going to last, so that's why they're like, well, maybe we should make sure we don't completely leave the gamers in the dust.
But it doesn't really hurt them too much, I don't think, because there's no alternative.
Look how expensive GPUs are. So I think that because NVIDIA had a record quarter, they are directly or indirectly reaping some of the benefit of the fact that miners have driven GPU prices to insane levels.
Well, you make it, it's already sold before you make it. And it's going for prices that are outrageous. So the manufacturers are going to pay you more for it if you demand it. And if it falls apart, then...
You still have another market.
Well, let's say crypto just... Tomorrow something happens and we lose all faith in it, and the market gets flooded with used cards. Well, we'll just roll out the new one, the gamers will still want the new one.
We'll still do a review of it.
There's that uncertainty of, well, this card that I bought used has 74,000 hours on it. Has the electrolyte died up in the capacitors and blah blah blah. So by and large, that shouldn't be an issue in most cases, but people are still paranoid. So.
I mean, imagine if car manufacturers. All of a sudden, there was a reason to leave your car running all the time. And they're like, you know what? We're not going to focus on those customers.
No. The original Google Pixel phone users are suing Google over microphone defects. So apparently, there's a problem with the microphone in the original Google Pixel. Google has said that they're responding to warranty claims and that kind of thing. But apparently, the customer service here is just so bad that there's a class action lawsuit for Google to deal with the microphones in the original Pixels.
Now, I've never used a Pixel phone, but I'm a big fan of the Kitten Academy. And the guy from the Kitten Academy uses a Pixel phone. And you can't hear anything on those live streams.
Not a single tiny mew?
Nothing. Nothing. It's ridiculous. And he has repeatedly gone to Google and he talks about it and he gets no relief.
There's some sort of like crack component on the inside, but like sometimes it'll like reconnect and be okay, and then other times it's not.
His has never been okay. I think he actually got a replacement phone too, and they were both bad. So
obviously, because Kid Academy.
Right.
It makes sense.
He should join the... All the kittens should be involved in that class action suit. Well,
they should all get money from it.
It could have cost them homes. Forever homes.
Oh, forever.
We almost cut this story because it's from the rumor mill of WFCC Tech, but this is some more information and speculation on maybe the GTX 2080 and 2070 are launching in April. This is sort of based on the earnings call and sort of based on some other stuff that was leaked on the internet. Take it with a grain of salt. We link to it. I don't know. There's not this is, we don't know.
The only other thing about that is they claim, whoever leaked this rumor, that this is very much a gaming focused card rather than a crypto focused card, and it's this new architecture that somehow goes toward one rather than the other. I think that guy was just making stuff up.
Yeah, they'll be able to adjust the algorithm probably, unless the algorithm is built specifically for. I don't see it happening. This worm has been uploaded to a computer and trained to balance a pulse. So this is a simulated worm brain.
I don't even know if you'd call it a brain, but the nervous system, the neurons, it only has 300 neurons, this worm. It's a little tiny microscopic thing. So they've figured out how to perfectly map all of those neurons in simulation.
So let's see. It's going to double in complexity every 18 months. That's Moore's Law. So we're looking at 7 years to do the same with a human brain.
That'll be nice. The thing that they've accomplished with this, of course, you've seen robots when you try to balance a pole on your hand. And so when it starts to go that way, you move your hand to compensate. And robots are good at that. But they've done this with only years. They didn't tell it, hey, balance this pole. This worm, if you touch it with something, it shrinks away from it in a predictable manner. Because we understand how those neurons work. They simply gave it like the machine learning like scoring system of whether or not it was balancing the pole, and it balanced the pole just using worm tech.
Using worm brain.
I wonder if we're going to completely replace it, or it's going to be some sort of augmented, terrible Frankenstein's creature.
Replace the worms?
Yeah.
Robot? I don't know what these... I think these worms just like eat bacteria and stuff, so...
Well, no. Maybe? It's going to be Monsanto. They're going to be like, good news, we've got a new pesticide. It's amazing. Bad news, we've killed every bee on Earth. Good news, we would like to license you this robotic bee technology that will be even better.
Because worms are really good for soil, because they aerate it. Maybe robot worms...
We've solved the nitrogen problem.
And you've got a little like cartridge to replace their worm droppings and casings. Just send them in there and you get a subscription service every month. You get a new worm load.
Don't give them ideas.
How else
they watch this show, obviously.
How else are you going to get the nitrogen back in the soil? Otherwise, we're just going to kill the soil. It's going to be great. Good news, everybody, or bad news. Cheaper electronics on the horizon. I don't know. Foxconn is going to cut 10,000 jobs as robotics take over. So robotics has gotten so cheap that even Foxconn, which employs like 1 million people to do assembly and electronics, Foxconn are the people that make a lot of Apple stuff. A lot of motherboards are made at Foxconn. They're going to replace 10,000 people with robots.
Now, this is not the Apple part of Foxconn. This is a company they own. They make smaller screens.
They get like 60,000 employees.
But so, you know, you have 60,000 and you get rid of 10 with robots. That's pretty extreme. And you got to think that this is sort of a trial balloon. And eventually the bigger Foxconn is going to do it.
Yeah, display technology is one of the areas that's ripe for doing that because you need the repeatability. If the humans make even the slightest variation, it can result in bad pixels, or dust can be introduced into the environment, which result in bad pixels. And with record pixel density, it's going to just be... It's going to be nuts.
And we all know that dust is made of human. And so when the AI finally gets to that point where it needs to make the perfect panel with no possibility of messing it up, that's when it eliminates humans.
I can't have any more dust in my environment.
Well, we've got a new sponsor. Would you like to get some diabetic testing supplies? It's going to be delivered by drone soon in North Carolina.
I think we covered this in Africa. They do this. So because in Africa, it's... The population density is real low in some places, and it's hard to make the trip to deliver supplies, so they use drones. So North Carolina is getting in the business of delivering blood, and they mentioned a couple other things. Now,
live hearts.
Fortunately, They've not talked about doing, you know, Percocet. Because can you imagine?
The men people shooting down Perc 30s.
And they drop them by parachute. They're like little tiny parachutes. It would be like PUBG when the drop comes. You know,
everyone's camping it.
Yeah, everybody around here, there would be a gunfight under the Percocet drop.
There's an Oxy one 2 miles away. We got to move.
Uber and Lyft want you banned from using your own self-driving car in urban areas. So this was surprising. I was reading this and I was like, the headline cannot be accurate. And the headline is exactly accurate. Uber, the self-driving cars threaten the Uber and Lyft model. They don't want you using your self-driving car in urban areas because they don't think that self-driving cars work well in that area. But that's one of the best areas that self-driving cars work in.
Yeah, I'll say they're grids, flat, way better than anywhere around here.
So they came up with a 10 rule sort of like bill of rights for self-driving cars that they're trying to. So it's an industry thing they're trying to push. And the 10th one kind of slipped in there. It was like, in busy areas, we don't think individuals should own these because clearly a large fleet owned by somebody like us would be more efficient and safe. And we would be sure to do all the updates and there would be no risks with that. And stupid individual owners, they won't maintain them. They'll be dangerous. Better just leave it up to us.
Of course.
Of course. That makes perfect sense. I think they're a little concerned. I mean, it kind of makes...
Take my money, Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense if you have, you know, because the very first level of self-driving is really just interstate driving. It'll follow the car in front of you, and it doesn't even always get that right, as we've seen for, you know, the Teslas that run into fire trucks and stuff like that. But when the technology advances to where you're doing anything but interstate driving, city driving is probably going to be fine because it's going to be lower speed. Yeah. So it doesn't make any sense.
And especially... highly congested.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're not moving at all. And that's the most frustrating kind of driving. So even if you could just turn it off for that and do something else, that would probably make people a lot happier.
A shipping company has successfully shipped semi-fridges from LA to somewhere in Florida with a self-driving truck.
Now, there was a guy in there. And the dirty little
but
secret.
He didn't do anything.
He did do something.
Uh-oh.
They won't release the number of times he had to take over, but it was non-zero. So they.
Trust us, though. It's ready to go to market.
Well, they said that. They're like, you had to take over. We're not going to tell you exactly how that went, but.
They're sending that to the call center in India. That guy's not going to be there on trip number two.
But they say they'd still consider it a major success, and they're going forward with more of these. It probably was a fraction of the time, but. If that fraction of the time killed six people, is that, you know?
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of winter storms recently. Maybe they did it recently and figured out, like, oh,
also,
drive.
How boring was that guy's trip? From LA to Orlando with nothing to do.
You could just be playing a Game Boy.
No, you have to keep your eyes on the road because.
Oh, in case it freaks
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. Your whole job is to make sure that something horrible doesn't happen. Ugh.
Do you live in Arizona? Good news. You might be able to pay your taxes in Bitcoin. I mean,
It says considers, but
I don't,
probably won't happen.
But why, though?
The opponents of this bring up the thing that I immediately thought of is like, how long does the Revenue Service of Arizona hold that before they make it back into dollars? The exchange would have to happen almost immediately, or you take a huge risk. Now, of course, you could have a huge gain at the same time. But one of the politicians that was talking about this is like, basically, if the price goes down, you're taxing the people who pay in cash more because that has to be made up somehow. Or you're just, you know, you're taking services away from them because of this.
Goldman Sachs would like to introduce its never go down cryptocurrency service where you use their cryptocurrency and it's guaranteed never to deflate for a small fee.
For a small fee, on top of everything else.
A water utility in Europe has been hit by cryptocurrency malware. Malware.
Look at that picture.
It's, you know, classic story of utility does not maintain its computer infrastructure. It was infected everywhere, and every machine was mining cryptocurrency for somebody somewhere else. It was Monero.
Well, they're not sure of the scope of it yet. But it turns out these computers that control these systems, just like the ATMs, Windows XP. So somebody got a Monero miner in there. Now, they said it was the first time they'd ever heard of this happening. I know we reported on another industrial Monero miner.
Mm-hmm. I think it was fixed by the time we went to record it, but every UK government website was mining Monero or something through JavaScript because they use a service for accessibility, and that service was hacked, and they're all just mining.
Now, this was an industrial application. I can't remember what it was. It was like a monitoring service for gas or something like that. Anyway, I think that might have been an inside job. This, they believe, was somebody clicking on malware and infecting. And they don't know how much Monero they got. They suspect it was running for like a week.
What a time to be alive. We've gone from Bonsai Buddy being the most serious threat to privacy and malware to, you know, criminals taking over your computer to mine currency. It's just... Goldman Sachs also says that most cryptocurrencies are going to hit zero. And they've got this, you know, really... Why?
Well, the headline's a little incendiary. And they're saying that right now this is the mania. And of all the hundreds or thousands of cryptos, three or four might make it, which is probably true. You know, I mean,
I put everything on Dogecoin.
Dogecoin might make it. But yeah, people who are, you know, like, you don't play the roulette table by putting a bet on every number. Yeah, you have to back somebody.
So green double zero all the way.
If you're doing that in the crypto, prepare for a lot of those to go to zero, which is going to affect your portfolio negatively.
Now, last week we reported on deepfakes, the AI software that lets you replace one face with another face in movie files. And so, of course, people immediately thought of doing that with pornography. Well, Reddit has banned the deepfakes community that sprung up around doing that with porn.
Yeah, they had a pretty popular subreddit. Now, Pornhub, GIFCat, and I think
a lot of other platforms.
One other platform. Suit. Everybody is getting rid of this. They are labeling this as...
It's non-consensual.
Involuntary pornography.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. So, yeah, it is a weird gray area. I mean, because you're not... Now, there probably is a copyright situation with that original porn, though, right? I mean, you're not changing it enough.
Yeah, you're just putting someone else's face on it. But that's so weird anyway, though.
Well, it's very weird. Yes, it is very weird. But is it a crime? Is it something that merits... Because these people are putting their face out there. It's part of their job. But
just because you go out in public and someone takes a picture of you doesn't mean you deserve to have your face plastered on someone else's body.
But it's not your body. That's the point.
It's not your body, but it's your face. Your face is part of your body.
I don't want to defend them, but it is a weird situation where it's not cut and dry. Of course, I'm sure they'll find some other outlet. Somebody's going to let these guys post their deepfake porn.
Well, I think they're already saying on some of the sites, like, you could still search for it and find it, so...
There are apparently some subreddits that were not just deepfake, but a specific actress. It's like, we only do deepfakes of this one actress here. And those lasted for a little bit longer, but they eventually did find them and get rid of them.
This is Helen Mirren.
I'm sure they're going to be like, do you think it would be hard to match the body, but like the Golden Girls? Does that exist?
Yeah,
it will.
Don't look it up. Don't encourage them.
We got the zombie Golden Girls right behind us. Some of them. I mean,
do we have? Oh yeah, we've got Rose, the only living one. Ironically, is behind us. We do have the others. They're in other parts of the office.
Oh, the internet has—it's a Pandora's box that can never be closed at this point. You know what another Pandora's box that can never be closed is? Mark Zuckerberg for president. So yeah, Facebook hired a full-time pollster to monitor Zuckerberg's approval ratings.
They've been doing this for 2 years.
That's not really what this story is about. I think this story is much more fascinating. This guy, McGuinn, he came from Google. And so he's like, yeah, I'm going to change Facebook from the inside. I'm a high-level guy from Google, and it's going to be great. And we can do some stuff. We can change the world. And they're like, well, we don't really have that in mind for you to do as the job. We want you to be somebody that monitors Zuckerberg's reputation. So he did that for 6 months before he decided, I can't fix this. I'm leaving.
Well, yeah, he said Facebook was an evil or something like that. I can't remember the exact quote, but it was basically, Facebook is evil. This is messed up. I'm leaving.
And they also mentioned that no other company, I mean, they certainly will think about their CEO. And of course, you know, we've had the Steve Jobs and Bill Gates of the world. Bezos, I guess, they put him in there. But nobody... goes to this level of obsession over their CEO like Zuckerberg does.
McGuinn explained why, and that is Zuckerberg has 60% voting rights. There is no distinction between Zuckerberg and Facebook, and that's not true with Amazon. That's not true with Alphabet, with Sergey Brin and the other guys that founded Google together. It is 60% Zuckerberg. Facebook is Zuckerberg.
So they literally polled everything. If he gave a speech, they'd poll the speech. If he made a tweet that was popular, they'd poll the tweet. And pretty much what they figured out is people don't like Zuckerberg.
Surprise. Wendell, we should get someone like that just to monitor your tweets.
No. What's funny is a few years ago, there was a project that I had. I did that for a guy where I wrote a bot that would monitor all of that stuff for a guy and send him reports on where he was popping up and doing stuff. And that's a thing you can do. Like, people will pay for that service.
Well, Google does that for free.
It does now. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do. And then, keep an eye on the Wikipedia entry for that guy and, just do all the other stuff. And it's like, it's sort of an interesting thing.
Seems like a waste of money to me, but.
Wow. Well, I don't think he has to worry about wasting his money.
It's just one of those indulgent things. It's like, I have a lot of money. It doesn't matter. That's Zuckerberg. The flat earthers are mad at Elon Musk for putting a Tesla in space. So, yeah, flat earthers. Musk launched his rocket, and the flat earthers, they were going to launch a rocket too, but it was delayed again.
There was that guy that was going to do the balloon launch thing. Yeah, he failed. He was going to do it on the Super Bowl day. But they're very, very upset. And now, again, I'll say Musk has the sycophant network that will make you vomit. It's easy to hate the man. But to go at him over, how dare you show this false? I mean, what do you think
do you gain from the earth being flat? Like, why
YouTube
does it
views. YouTube views and Twitter followers. But so you could go and watch the rockets in person. I don't know how many people get to go. Maybe just SpaceX employees. But you could probably get close enough to see it with the naked eye if you really wanted to. Where do they think that rocket went?
I mean, the Earth is surrounded by space. It's just disc-shaped instead of spherical,
now,
right?
Well, I mean, it does curve to go through the atmosphere at an angle because, that's safer. Maybe they think it's just like, I don't know. It just flew over the ocean and came down.
I can think of exactly zero times in my life where whether or not the Earth is flat or round has made a difference in my everyday life.
If you think about the magnetosphere and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I'm saying obviously it matters in a broader context, but I'm never out at lunch with you guys and it's like, hey, you know what? If the Earth was flat, this would make my life easier or better.
But here's the thinking. And I think this is true for all the Illuminati and that kind of stuff. If the Earth were flat, it would explain that the world really is against you. And there's an easy explanation for why you're a failure.
And does the Earth is flat?
No, because there's such a deception. You're being held down. Some people know
you're
the truth.
You're being held down because someone's telling you
the people
Earth is
who
flat.
Know the truth about the flat Earth are benefiting from it at your expense. And that's the reason your life sucks. That's the shadow government and the... Well, the shadow government really does exist, but the whole Freemason, Illuminati type thing, that's the reason I'm not a millionaire, because I'm not part of the club. It has nothing to do with my failures as a human.
I will never understand that mentality, but...
I guess. It's the Federal Reserve. It's not the flat earth.
It's individual... deceit and greed and horrible people, not a network of them. So, but that's not as easy to, you still have to be responsible for your own failures in that
scenario,
that version of the universe.
You know what's amazing this week with the whole Valentine's Day thing? A neural network that generates candy heart slogans. And there's a whole bunch of them here.
My favorite is whole.
I liked Fang quite a bit, which I don't understand what Fang. Why was that even in the word bank?
All hover. Sweat poo.
Yeah, sweat poo. Also, why is poo in the word bank? There's a lot of questions about this.
I don't know what they fed this neural network to come up with these.
These are candy hearts, the antacid hearts.
They are hilarious.
Reddit.com/r/deepfakes.
I mean, bog love. time hug.
That's for Save the Wetlands.
But Hole, you have to admit, you know, it may not be very romantic, but Holes
there's
do.
There's a connotation there.
Holes play a huge part in Valentine's Day. There's no
getting
around
that. For golf outings,
that.
Correct? When you take them out to mini golf. Pro tip, take your girl out to mini golf.
When you give candy hearts, the hole is probably part of your end goal there.
Does anyone actually like the taste of the candy hearts?
It's kind of like candy corn. I don't know who eats it, but it's very prevalent.
It's like candy chalk.
Yeah, like we used to get them, obviously, as kids, but no one ever really ate them. You did when you were desperate, when you ate all your other Valentine's candy.
Maybe there's an international conspiracy, and they go and just sweep them up and recollect them and sell them to us every year.
They find them in the trash cans and just recompact them, print a new message on them.
Well, that's what they do with candy corn, so I mean, I imagine.
Do you think they have new ones like Text Me Now?
Yes.
I haven't bought it.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't bought a box of those in a long time.
I'm sure it's somebody's job to come up with a new batch
send
of
these nudes.
Every
like 2018.
I don't think anybody's going to be buying these candy hearts, but maybe
these
I'm
particular.
Well, I don't think these are for sale, but they're. I mean, it would be fun just to, you know, see how someone would react if you gave them a box of those.
Why does it say Fang?
You hope that the first few, they get the normal ones, and then they start to get like, Hole, what?
It's like, I don't know. I bought it from the ethnic grocery store down the, I don't know.
It's all in another language.
That would be funny to sell these in like China or somewhere, but I'll have just horrible things on all of them, and they don't. It's like, it's English. That's cool, right? I'll give these out to my friend.
Everybody would think they were cool, for sure.
I think they are. I don't understand why we don't take. So obviously the idea of printing this stuff on candy is very popular. Why not print it on good candy?
I mean, maybe there's something in this particular, like the formula is easier to print on.
M&M's? M&M's have little M's on them. Couldn't they say text me?
I think they used to do custom things on Hershey bars. You could get a Hershey bar with something custom on it.
But how do you?
It was really expensive.
Can you print on chocolate?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, the candy shell like of an M&M.
Somehow.
Is that just an embossed?
Maybe it's cheap because, you know, they just make them once a year.
Oh, they're cheap.
For little
for
kids,
sure.
Yeah. So they're like, oh, let's just use antacids.
I still don't see why M&M isn't on board with this.
Maybe they are. Google it.
There's only one room for one letter on M&M's.
Don't worry, I'll Google it.
We won't have time to find out the answer.
No,
because this is the last story.
this is the last story, and you've spent
now we're sitting here watching me struggle to find the ampersand sign M&M Valentine.
You can buy custom M&Ms with your own.
You can do
stuff
that.
On it.
But it's just a letter, though.
We may have looked into that for the level.
I think you can get maybe like five or six letters. I think there would be room for two. Like you could fit all hover on an M&M. I would think
they do make Valentine's M&M's, but they're just red, pink, and white.
Yeah. I'm not sure that you could fit Love 2000 Hogs yet on an M&M.
Is that an instructive statement? Is that a demand? Love 2000 Hogs?
I like You Hack as well. You Hack.
You Hack my heart.
Does it say Stank Love?
You Hack my heart and installed love. A root kit.
Stank.
My heart is melting down.
Not just stink, but stank.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.